Hi, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of Real Films. And today, we're not going to be doing a movie. We're going to be doing a show. And we're doing The Last of Us, Season 2, Episode 1. I'm your host, Jason, and I have a guest with me here today.
Hello. I'm Ronnie.
So, me and Ronnie, we've both played the games.
Yeah.
We played the DLC, Left Behind.
Yes.
We've done all that.
Multiple times.
I only did it once, but yeah, multiple times. And the series, the season finale was last night. And I was going to get out there. Yeah. I thought it was really
premiere?
Good. The premiere. My bad. But yeah, season premiere was last night. And we both had a chance to watch it.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go right out and say it. It was a really good episode.
Dude, mm-hmm. It sets up so many things that I kind of know. Like, we kind of know from the games, but, like, they're kind of changing some stuff up a bit. Can't really say much about it. But, like, as from a craft perspective, this episode looked great, sounded great, great performances, especially from Pedro Pascal, the therapy scene. If you want to talk about that, we can. But, like, just overall, like, it just, like, it looks great.
The one thing that caught my ear immediately after I pressed play was the soundtrack they used was from the second game.
Yeah.
I heard that because I heard that the part two song, I thought they were going to change up the intro.
Yeah.
They didn't.
No.
You know what? It's understandable.
But fair.
But they're using that same soundtrack, and I think the composer himself, he's changing it up a little bit to fit with, like, a show compared to, like, a game.
Yeah.
But
that's what he did for the first season. And he actually makes a cameo in this episode. He is one of the drum, like the, he's playing like a little, like banjo little thing.
And oh, cuts is to it him. During the
yeah,
dance
he's like
scene?
The old guy.
Oh,
yeah.
I saw TikTok and he was like, the one was like the goat. And I was like, who is this?
That's him right there.
Because his beard was so long, so I didn't recognize him. But no, everyone, like, they're adapting it very well as of right now. This episode definitely felt like a catch-up episode.
Oh, for sure.
Almost like, all right, we're going to set the tone. Like, what happened? Because there's a five-year jump from the first season. And they're trying to show, like, what the civilization of Jackson's like, how it works, like, their normal day-to-day routine. So they're trying to get everyone, like, settled, the audience is settled for what's about to come. And I think they do a really good job at that. And I think the pacing was also really good. There's because the game... It's like 20-plus hours, right?
Yeah.
It's hard to fit all that into a show. Mm. But for the first episode, I thought they did a great job.
Yeah, for the first episode, like, with it only being an hour, because last season, the first episode was an hour and 30 minutes, this could have been a banger-ass hour and 30 minutes if they combine episode one and episode two. But disregarding that, they get a lot of exposition done, more exposition than we ever get in the game for, like, you know, context to different events, like... What does Ellie and Joel do after he like lies to her on the hill? I like that we get that extended sequence of them like walking down the hill. We get that shot of Pedro like being like, "Oh shit!" Like she did not believe a word I just said. Things like that, like more context for Dina and Joel's relationship.
Yeah,
that's new, which is pertinent for things to come. I think.
Yeah,
it'll give her relationship with Joel gives her much more of a tie to him as a character.
Exactly. And speaking of Dina, there's a new characters in this season that were not in season one. For example, Dina, Jesse, and then also characters that weren't even in the second game, like Tommy's son.
Yeah.
He wasn't in. And also the therapist. And
Gail.
I forgot her name already, unfortunately.
Gail?
Yeah,
Gail.
Yeah.
As far as newcomers go, Isabella Merced is Dina.
Yes.
She steals every scene she's in. Her and Ellie's, like, dynamic, those two have chemistry right from the bat.
I'm going to say something, and I hope this doesn't get people, like, mad at me. I liked her better in the show than the game, Dina.
Oh, Dina? Oh, for sure.
She just seemed way more alive.
She seems like a person that is separate from Ellie, and when events start to happen— She doesn't just seem like she's going to just follow her just because she's, like, you know, romantically involved with her because she's going to have personal stakes in it, too, which
exactly.
I like. Yeah. For sure. I still like Dina in the games. And I'm getting to this point where I might get in trouble for saying this.
Yeah.
Pedro Pascal as Joel, he is killing it in ways that Troy Baker has a very different performance from Pedro Pascal.
Yeah.
And I think that I prefer his a little bit more, especially in this season, because they give him a lot more context of what's going on in his head before. Yeah.
I think the biggest aspect of how Pedro Pascal is doing a little bit better is we're seeing a vulnerable side of Joel that was not in the first or second game. For example, in the first season, he was starting to get panic attacks.
Right, yeah.
They didn't really show that at all in the first game.
Yeah.
In this season, he's going to therapy. And I thought that was also really good. He's trying to figure out, like, why Ellie is mad at him right now.
Also, while simultaneously not trying to find out, like, this is, like, Joel in, like, a nutshell. He's like, why is she mad at me? I mean, I only, like, lied to, like, her about the most important thing in her life. Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
I do like that he's showing his more vulnerable side. And his, like, hand hurts, apparently, and he's got his old man glasses on. It just makes you feel really bad for him.
Yeah. Another – when I was going through TikTok, like, last night, I was watching, like, reactions and stuff from the episode.
Yeah.
A lot of people were upset of the vulnerable side of him showing, like, going to therapy. They're like, oh, yeah. Joel would never go to therapy. And I'm like, I'm not going to lie. I feel like it humanizes him a lot more.
Yeah, I've seen – you know, there's a – The Last of Us fandom, even before this show – is a very, very toxic fandom, starting, honestly, at Left Behind, the DLC, when that came out, and it was revealed that Ellie was gay. And so I tried to, like, separate myself from people online and people, like, you know, who actually are just, like, normal people who watch the show, because there are very different opinions. Mm-hmm. Like, the whole discourse over Bella Ramsey as Ellie, you know, in person, people would be like, oh, I don't know about her casting because of this, this, and that. Online, you'll get, oh, I don't like her because she's ugly. And it's just like, how does that have anything to, to do? So, like, when these things start to happen, I'm like, I have to, like, separate myself from that. Joel would totally go to therapy.
Exactly.
I feel, right? Yeah. Like, why wouldn't he?
Like, as you get older, you get wiser. And that's – you're seeing that more. And you're seeing him – accepting to, like, let people in. There is glimpses of his old self in his character still. I think the big one was when Maria, right? They're letting a bunch of people into Jackson, and he's like, no, just leave them to die pretty much. We can't save them if we can't, like, save ourselves. I think that was a key indicator. Like, it's still the same Joel. They're just seeing new sides of him.
And even in that scene, Maria checking Joel, being like, you know, you came here as a refugee too. And Joel recognizing that. And I think you're right. Like, Joel even going to therapy, like, shows that he wants to repair his relationship with Ellie, because, let's be honest, that's the only reason why he's in therapy, because he wants to get, like, have more of a relationship with her.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we do see bits of the old him come out, especially when Gail starts to call him out, because she sees through his bullshit. I like Gail. She is such a good character. She sees right through his bullshit, and he's given the chance, and I don't think he should say anything, actually. I don't think he should tell her shit. But he's given the chance to tell her the truth, and he just – you can see on Pedro's face, like, he's, like, closing up.
Yeah.
Like, he was open, now he's closed. Mm-hmm. He's like, you know, I did what I had to do, and that's Joel.
Yeah.
That's Joel.
Especially when she confronted him about why she was, like, upset, why she's clocking him that day.
Yeah.
Killed her husband.
Eugene. Can we talk about Eugene? Eugene is mentioned in the game. He's the weed dealer who has died from a stroke, apparently. That's what they say in the game.
That's what I looked up last night. I was like, was Eugene in the game?
Yeah, for sure. He wasn't, but, like, his picture's there. And it's interesting that here, apparently, Joel has killed him.
Yeah.
And I have theories.
Okay.
From the trailers, we see, you know, shots of Eugene and Joel, and he's kind of, like, aiming a gun at him. He doesn't seem like he's infected at this point. And there's also a picture that came out yesterday of Joel and Ellie kind of in the forest. It kind of looked like the same scene. So what I'm thinking is Eugene found out about Ellie's immunity somehow, and that's the reason that Joel killed him.
My initial theory was, you know, like, you know, after the whole Kansas City, when they were leaving and they were, like, in the forest, right? Because he was in Jackson. Eugene was in Jackson at that time, right?
Yeah.
I just assumed that he was, like, hostile and they just killed him. But Gail says one thing during the therapy session which kind of caught me a little off guard. She was like, it's not the fact that you killed him, but it's how you killed him.
Yeah, it seems like she thinks she's not mad that he had to kill him because she says it's necessary. So I'm thinking, like, maybe he got bit, like, something's going on there. Maybe Joel's not telling the whole story about what actually happened when he did it. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking it's like he like just executed him like point blank, which is crazy. I guess we'll see what happens, but that's interesting.
I hope they dive a little deep into that that plot point. But when it comes to like new stuff that they haven't done in the game, mm-hmm. another thing I noticed was the cordyceps coming out of the sewers.
Yeah.
So I feel like there's definitely going to be a subplot when it comes to Jackson. Well, you know, the main plot furthers, which I think it's good because we know what the main plot is. We're not going to tell people what the main plot is.
Yeah.
But
next episode, we can go crazy.
Next episode, we can go crazy. But I guess it makes sense because there'll be a little difference between it. And you can take breaks between the main plot because subplots are necessary. Mm-hmm. The game doesn't really have that in a way.
No, it's really smart, and that tendril like system's like carrying over from last season. Mm-hmm. And in the game, and we've seen this in the trailer. It's not a spoiler.
Yeah.
There is like a huge horde that like attacks Jackson.
Exactly.
So like that being the catalyst for like the horde and setting up for next episode, them dealing with the horde and also dealing with Abby and her crew. She's come to town.
She's coming to town. They don't know why. But we know. We know why.
I mean, she says that she wants to go after Joel. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we have two threats, humans and infected, which I know in interviews they've said, like, the first season didn't have enough infected, people thought. Yeah. And I kind of agree. Mm-hmm. And in this season, it seems like they're tying infected into every, like, part of the story. You know, the supermarket scene.
Yeah.
Stalkers are introduced. And I like how they make a big deal out of, you know, the infected, like, evolving. Like, they have that whole, like, council thing where they're like, telling them about it.
They're really diving deep into the science of these creatures, which the game really didn't do. No. And I like it. They're listening to audience. They're listening to the fans. And they want to change up certain stuff so, you know, the audience will enjoy the show more. And I think they're doing a really good job right now.
Yeah. Like, the infected are evolving to stay alive and help spread the cordyceps further. And we get this, like, new version of an infected that's smart. Mm-hmm. That's something that Ellie's never dealt with before, that Jackson has dealt with before, and so it kind of raises the stakes a bit more.
Yeah. When they were in the supermarket and you can see one of the stalkers in the back,
yeah.
I'm not going to lie, that was a baby.
That first shot of them running across.
Was it the same stalker that she dealt?
It's the same one, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It looked a lot smaller for some reason. I was like, is that a baby infected right there? I don't think
that would be crazy.
That would be crazy. That's what I thought. It looked so tiny. I didn't think it was the same person.
Yeah, no, it's definitely that stalker, I think. And it gives me – in the supermarket, like in the game, there wasn't any stalkers there. But, like, it gives me, like, flashbacks from later parts of the game with other stalkers. So I'm glad they introduced them early, actually.
And also, there's not that many scenes of her now. But, like, Abby and her crew, what was your thoughts on her portrayal specifically? And a big part of her, the actress, was she was actually one of the biggest fan casts for Ellie. Mm-hmm. And she was actually one of the front runners for Ellie. Mm-hmm. And now she's playing a big antagonist.
Which, you know, I've seen interviews of Craig Mason and, you know, Neil Druckmann talking about the fact that they want Ellie and Abby to be mirrors of each other.
Yes.
And so it kind of is meta in a way that she was almost casted for Ellie and in turn was cast as Abby. Mm-hmm. But, like, speaking to her performance, like, I had a little bit of doubts. I'm like, okay, like, Caitlin Dever, cool. The first line that she says, I'm like, that's her right there. That's Abby. She embodies her so well. And that's what makes me, like, you know, question, like, all, like, of, like, this whole fan cast situation. We're like, we want the character to look just like the character in the game, which is kind of impossible, but, like, she kind of looks like her. But, like, I don't see her as Ellie. I see her as Abby.
Yeah.
Like, I really do. I don't see – I can't imagine the show if she was Ellie.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I also find it annoying that fans are like, why is she not ripped in the flashback scene
when
that
it was
took
five years ago?
Yeah, I'm like – I've seen interviews. She put on muscle.
Yeah, it's like
role. Yeah,
not like game level like muscles, but
exactly.
Still, yeah.
When it comes to this episode, did you have any negatives or improvements they could have made, or something that you think they'll like tackle maybe like later on to the season that could fix some of those issues?
I think maybe this is just because I played the games. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's the same for people who haven't.
Yeah.
But I think like the introduction of Abby and her crew was actually kind of left field for me. Like, oh, okay, we're getting them. And the scene is so short that like And maybe they're trying to, like, keep the suspense and intrigue, like, from the game. But, like, the scene's so short, I feel like it was just there and it wasn't. And the entire episode, like, that happened, like, the beginning, like, 40 minutes of an episode, and, like, you're kind of forgetting about them.
Yeah.
And, like, and then she comes back at the end. I'm exactly. like, maybe this could have been done differently, because I feel like the game actually did this part better.
Yeah, I feel like they could have removed it,
they could have.
Honestly, because the whole plot point with her, which we'll see in the second episode, when we meet her in the game, we have no idea who she is, what their goal is.
Yeah.
And this one, we already know what her goal is, and that's to kill Joel. That is her ultimate goal, right? Mm-hmm. So we didn't know that at all about her.
No.
So knowing this, like, in the back of our heads, I guess you're right, it does have a little suspense, but I think that shock factor of finding out that is her goal was done a little bit better in the game.
Oh, for sure. And I kind of get why, because one, you gotta end the episode off on a cliffhanger. What's a cliffhanger if, you know, you end off with someone coming to Jackson trying to kill Joel, right?
Yeah.
You couldn't really get that if you had hidden from it, like, in the games and structured a little bit differently. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. That's, like, one of the things that I was like, ooh, okay, cool. Mm-hmm. It'll be fixed, I'm sure.
Yeah.
We'll get way more Abby and her crew, if not this season, next season.
Yes, we will. So, yeah, we've talked about all the actors.
We have not talked about Bella Ramsey. I think Bella Ramsey fucking killed it in this episode. The like first like scenes for characters are so important, especially like between seasons. Mm-hmm. Like us starting with her like training to be a better fighter, especially knowing what comes next in this story is really interesting. Mm-hmm. And the fact that they're emphasizing her violent tendencies a bit more, of her not stopping when the guy's tapping out, her always wanting to rush in, you know, to do violence, to kill infected. And her relationship with Dina, you know, Isabella Merced is like a scene stealer, but Bella Ramsey manages to catch up right behind her. Yeah. You know, like what they have going, like I feel it more than in the game.
I was going to lead into Bella Ramsey's Ellie. I do have one little complaint.
Okay.
And I can't get this out of my head right now.
Say it out loud.
She still looks and acts kind of like the Ellie from the first season. Yeah. I don't think she showed that age jump as much. Maybe we'll see it in the next couple of episodes when certain plot points happen. But, like, as of right now, I feel like she's still a little bit jokey. Like, she doesn't really care about stuff much. And the way I played the second game, it felt like, you know, she's 19 years old. She's a lot more awkward, a lot more, like, shut off. It didn't seem like that in this episode. It seemed like she was only like that towards Joel, but not everyone else.
Yeah.
And then I think she has a baby face, which is
She really does. And I think it's inconsistent in some of, like, the scenes in episode one.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that first scene we see her, I'm like, oh, she's acting like she's older. Like, she's talking in, like, a deeper register to Jesse. She's like, don't do that shit again. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, this is, like, 19-year-old Ellie. And then we get to parts where, you know, we do see that kind of, like, her younger side come out. And I do get it. Like, think about when we were 19.
Yeah.
I wasn't, like, but at the same time, we weren't living in, like, a zombie apocalypse.
That's true.
Like,
exactly.
Right. But, yeah, I do agree that it's a bit inconsistent. And we'll see what happens in the next episode where shit gets real and she has to kind of bring that energy. I've heard episode 2 and episode 6 are standout episodes.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard Bella Ramsey is good in each one of them. So
Yeah, I'm not doubting her acting ability.
Oh, for sure.
At all.
Yeah,
it's just the way, like, I think the big scene that I was referring to was they were in the supermarket. Dina and her were in the supermarket.
Yeah.
The way they were joking, I was like, this is something that Ellie would do in the first game, and like the first season, but I didn't see her doing something like that.
You know, this one. It's good for their characters, and I kind of agree with you. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, like in the second game, we don't really get much of, you know, the old Ellie. It kind of seems like, and this is a lot of people had complaints about the second game, we're like, this is not the same character. Who is this bitch? Yeah. Like, who is this? Mm-hmm. Like, and here it kind of seems more gradual of her descent into like being what she is in the second game.
Yeah.
The second game, we get there, and she's, like, not joking around at all. Like, she's, like, dead inside, basically.
Yeah.
And it's kind of jarring. So I kind of like a bit of both. I wish they mixed it better. We'll have to see.
I'm not going to lie. I feel like the person I kind of want to blame in that scenario is her stylist.
Let's talk about it, actually, because the hairstyles. When she has, like, the test due, I'm like, that's Ellie. Like,
yeah.
Let's go. When she has like the slick back, I'm like, what is going on? Yeah, the stylists, they're not doing her any favors. You know, we were promised that, you know, the stylist would like make her look older. You know, the tattoo helps. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, her acting helps. Mm-hmm. But like, if you don't like make her like look older,
exactly,
she's gonna look like a. And the hair helps hide her baby face. And
exactly.
When it's slicked back, you see like, oh yeah, like she looks very young. Mind you, Bella is like 22. She's our age.
Yeah, like age-wise, like actor age-wise to the character age-wise, they're there.
Yeah, yeah.
She just has a baby face. I feel like the stylist could have done a little bit more to help. Instead, I feel like they made the actress for Dina look younger.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, they cast Isabella Merced for a reason, because she looks around the same age as Ellie.
Exactly.
It would have been weird as if, like, they had cast an actress that was just, like, looked old, like looked like an adult.
Exactly.
And then you had Bella Ramsey right there. Like, their pairing, like, casting-wise, they dodged a bullet with that one, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the weird thing is, since they made Isabella Merced younger, it's a little weird because they didn't make Jesse younger.
At least. There's a line where she's like, Ellie's saying, like, you know, you're only 4 years older than this. I'm like, thinking back to what happens in the game, maybe they changed it a bit, but I'm like, huh? Like, they're 19.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Said they were dating for 2-something years at one point, or no.
No.
No, she said they're going to get back together in 2 weeks.
Yeah. So, I don't know the timeline of that. It's kind of weird. Maybe, they didn't de-age Jesse. I wonder why that is. I guess we'll have to see. Jesse here, I mean, he acts like Jesse.
Yeah.
But I feel like they're going to do something more with this character than the games ever did.
Yeah.
I kind of can't get really into that. But, like,
yeah.
In the games, they didn't really explore his character as much. Yeah. And I would like to see more of that, especially from this actor. I think his name is Young Mazzino.
Yeah. If you've seen him in Beef, he's so good.
I've heard he's
in
Beef.
That,
yes. Yeah. I heard he's good. Mm-hmm. I'm excited to see more of him.
Same. Yeah. Obviously, I don't think there's... Like, I think we've hit all the points when it comes to this episode.
Yeah.
I don't think there's, like, so much we can dive deep into without spoiling a lot of the stuff
that's
to
like
come.
Yeah, it's like walking on eggshells.
Yeah. But overall, I think this episode did exactly what it's supposed to do. Set the tone, settle audiences. Like, you know, there's a 5-year jump between the first game. What's happening?
Yeah.
I think they did a great job. You know, adaptation-wise, I think it's great.
Yeah, I agree. You know, a lot of people are confused. I've seen, you know, my mom watches the show because I told her about it. And she's like, why is Ellie mad at Joel? I've seen on the internet, like, why is she being so mean to Joel? Mm. Guys, wait. Just wait.
Yeah.
Wait. But also, like, if you think about it, like, why wouldn't she be mad at him?
Yeah.
Like, from her perspective. Now, I think that Joel, personally, did the right thing. Yeah. But looking at it from Ellie's perspective, it's like, you know, she went in thinking that she was going to die.
Mm-hmm.
She's under anesthesia. Then she comes out of anesthesia. Mm-hmm. She's out of the hospital in a random car. And Joel's just like, nothing happened there.
Yeah.
And he knows that he's lying to her.
Yeah.
And their relationship is built on the trust that it was built in the first season.
Yeah.
And so she knows something bad has happened because Joel's Joel.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, he's lying to her about it. Why wouldn't she be fucking mad at him?
Exactly.
Yeah, and he's not owning up to it at the same time. So... Mm-hmm. They teased us with that porch scene, by the way.
They did.
When she shows up, and I'm like, it's going to happen? It doesn't happen.
I hate when people online are going to be like, what happened? I'm like, come on, guys.
Yeah.
This happened in the game.
This is not new.
Yeah.
No,
I don't know why.
It's not.
People are complaining about wrong facts, which is kind of a little bit annoying. They're like complaining over like one little thing, and then you're like, that's not how it happened.
Refresh on the game real quick. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, yes, I think it's a good episode, and it sets the scene for episode 2 perfectly, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like this whole episode is very lighthearted.
Yeah.
And I like that because of what this story is. Mm-hmm. But, like, you know, I felt like a sense of dread through the entire episode. I'm like, is she coming?
Yeah.
What's going to happen, right?
No, it's weird, especially because you and I, we played the game. We already know what happens.
Yeah.
Like, I bet there was, like, someone who never played the games. They're like, oh, I wonder what she's up to. I wonder what they're up to. But we just view it completely differently because we're like, oh, we know everything.
Yeah.
Motivation, all that stuff, which is It's weird.
It's really hard to enjoy, yeah, like, just, like, placidly, like, just, like, saying, like, yeah, this show's great. Like, yeah, oh, the characters here. When I'm thinking in the back of my head, I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Something's coming, y'all.
And we can't control that. We can't control that. We play the game. We already have expectations. So it's, like, it's something – we can't just, like, reverse that in our head.
Yeah.
But I will say the show has done some really good things. I think exploring Joel's vulnerability, I thought that was a really good thing to add.
That'll help.
I think Pedro Pascal is starting to prove – that, sure, he's a really big name actor, but they keep putting him in stuff because he has range. Yeah. He has so much range.
Dude, he's so good. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, some actors can't do it. That single tear that drops down. I'm like, bro, you got it. Mm-hmm. He's coming for that Emmy in some capacity. Mm-hmm. But yes, I think he's going to win something. Like, he's too good. And the jury's still out on Bella Ramsey. I think we've yet to see some of the more defining moments of Ellie. Mm-hmm. Happen. And I'm excited to see that.
Yeah. After, like, when my fan cast was for Joel to be played by the actor who plays Jaime Lannister in Game of Thrones. A popular pair was him and also.
Who, Kaylee?
Not Kaylee. I can see Kaylee a lot now because she's Alien Romulus, had a role with Isabella Merced. They had chemistry.
She was the lead of Alien.
There was like a set picture of them.
Yeah.
And I was like, I
know what you're talking about. It's like the Polaroid looking one.
Yeah. And she was wearing like the astronaut thing. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, and she has the same haircut. I'm like, guys.
I
feel like he auditioned though. And she didn't get it.
You know, who knows, right?
Yeah.
It's like, there's one thing to be like, I think they would be a good Ellie. And there's another thing to be like, actually seeing it. Now, I don't doubt that Kaylee's being could do it. I think she could, for sure. But I don't know. Let's mix it up a bit, I think.
Yeah.
You know, some of the casting is, you know, a lot of the casting actually is different. Mm-hmm. Like, Joel doesn't look like Joel, really.
He doesn't. But he still has characteristic in the traits. Yeah.
The soul of Joel.
Same thing with Tommy. Mm-hmm. I feel like I really hope we see a lot of him this season is my goal.
I love that we're getting, like, the setup of him, his and Ellie's relationship.
Yeah,
like,
they didn't really
explore
that.
Way earlier than we do in the game. Mm-hmm. And, like, they barely do it, right?
Yeah.
They're doing a lot of smart things.
Mm-hmm. Same thing with, like, Joel and Dina. I thought that was a good explorer. Like, that comment you had was, like, she feels like my daughter, but she's not.
Yeah.
And the therapist was like, Ellie ain't your daughter either.
That therapy scene is so funny. Yeah. So tragic. Those two, actually, I would not be surprised if they get an Emmy from that scene. They did great. Yeah. Her monologue is also very great.
It was really great.
Good stuff.
Yeah. I will say, like, obviously, Pedro and Bella, they were not in my fan cast at all. After watching the first season, though, I think they lived up to it. I think Bella played a really good young Ellie. After the first episode of this season, I think Joel has proved himself. I think Bella.
We've yet to see.
We have, but there's a lot of stuff that'll happen in the show that hopefully gives her some space to really show audiences that she can do that. But I'm not sold just yet on adult Ellie.
Dude, I'm not ready.
I'm not ready either.
I'm not ready.
I'm ready to watch it, but like.
I'm gonna be like. I'm not ready, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, people have their doubts about the first season.
Exactly.
People have their doubts about the second season. She's got to prove herself again.
Yeah.
I think she'll do it.
I hope she does it.
I hope so.
I don't know. Because after this episode, I'm not sold just yet. So because of that, I'm excited to see what she can do. And there's some stuff in there which will definitely help.
Did you see the – actually, we could talk about that later if you want
to. Yeah. All right. Let's end it now before we start spoiling things for everyone else. But yeah, overall – it's a great episode. Super excited for episode 2. If you have not played the games, still watch the show.
For sure.
First season, start second season. I think it's a great show just to recommend, even if you're not a gamer.
Mm-hmm.
It's peak television. Also, if you love Pedro Pascal, just watch it.
Yeah, yeah, please, he's great.
He's so good. I think he's going to kill it. I mean, this year, I'm just going to go off a little tangent. Pedro Pascal is in so many projects this year.
He is.
2025, it's his year, and I'm super excited to see more of him.
Same.
Yeah. All right. Well, that was today's episode of Real Films, The Last of Us, Season 1, Episode 1. Thanks for listening. Go Utes!